Welcome to Her Story, a project by Chick History. I'm your host, Rebecca Price. For 1 year, we asked 50 contemporary women to share the story of the historical woman who has inspired her. Join us every week for a new story of inspiration, from the headliners to the lesser-known gems.
Dust off the books, read all the letters, preserve with time. Dig out the truth written between the lines. Her here's to a brick. Shall not be forgotten.
Joining us today for Her Story number 35 is Gloria L. Blackwell. Gloria is the Director of Fellowships, Grants, and International Programs for the American Association of University Women. There, she is responsible for the oversight and management of AAUW's annual $4 million fellowships and grants, as well as managing relationships with AAUW's international partners, including the United Nations and CARE, a leading humanitarian organization fighting global poverty. Her professional background includes long-term engagement at the Institute of International Education and positions as a Peace Corps staff member and volunteer in Africa. She holds a master's degree from George Washington University and graduated from the Edmund A. Walsh School of Foreign Service at Georgetown University after studying in Paris. To learn more about Gloria and her work, you can follow her on Twitter at AAUWGloriaB. Gloria, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
And which woman have you chosen to share with us today?
I have chosen Henrietta Lacks.
Well, please tell us all a little bit about Henrietta Lacks.
Henrietta Lacks was a woman who made and continues to make a very remarkable contribution to science and to the world. She's someone who left the world what can only be called an unprecedented, unique legacy that may one day lead to cures for cancer and perhaps many other diseases. She has a very interesting story. Henrietta Lacks was a modest woman born in Roanoke, Virginia, in 1920, an African-American woman who came from a very humble background and grew up poor and with little education on a tobacco farm where her family basically eked out a subsistence living. She was married extremely young, which was not uncommon at the time, when she was about 15 years old. And then she and her family eventually left the tobacco fields of Roanoke and moved to Baltimore, Maryland, where her husband, like many others, migrated north to work in the steel mills. In 1951, after the birth of her fifth child, she was treated at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore for what was then an extremely aggressive form of cervical cancer. Hopkins, at the time, treated many indigent patients for free because essentially they couldn't get treated anywhere else. And at the time, the predominant attitude was that if you couldn't pay and you were a charity case, you know, doctors could use you in research, whether you gave your consent, whether you knew about it or not. So during her treatment, Henrietta Lacks's doctors removed a piece of her tumor without her knowledge, and they also used her cancer cells without her permission. Unfortunately, 8 months after undergoing what at the time was radiation tube inserts for the treatment, which was quite agonizing and painful, Henrietta Lacks died at the very young age of 31. She left behind her husband David and their five children, at least two of whom were still in diapers. And although Henrietta Lacks lost her life, millions of her cells, which were given the name HeLa, are still alive today. The cells from that tissue sample that was taken back in 1951 at Johns Hopkins Hospital were mass-produced, and they have become priceless pieces of medical research. Today, HeLa cells are shipped around the world and have even been sent into space to study the effect of zero gravity on human cells. Henrietta Lacks's HeLa cells were considered the first immortal human cell line because they reproduced infinitely in a laboratory setting. Before scientists discovered HeLa cells, they were very challenged in their research because they were unable to keep cells alive outside of the human body for long periods of time. So the HeLa cells permanently changed the medical landscape. They were the first human biological materials ever bought and sold, which literally helped launch a multi-billion dollar industry. And they came from an African-American woman from Roanoke, Virginia. They were used by Jonas Salk to test the first polio vaccine, which we know protected millions of people around the world. HeLa cells also led to breakthroughs in the study of so many medical conditions, herpes, leukemia, influenza, hemophilia, Parkinson's disease, certain types of genetic diagnoses, cancer, AIDS, cloning, the effects of radiation and toxic substances, and even in vitro fertilization, which is an astounding list. They were also the first cells used to determine that humans have 23 pairs of chromosomes. Henrietta Lacks gave a massive contribution to the body of science. But despite her amazing contributions to science and medicine and research, it wasn't until the 1970s that people even knew who she was. She had been referred to by a number of names, such as Helen Lane. And while breakthroughs and advances were occurring using the HeLa cells, her family had no idea what a vital role their mother was playing in medicine and biomedical research. They didn't know that part of their mother was still alive. When her family found out, they were confused. They wondered if she had gone to heaven or if she had been cloned and there was someone just like her walking around. And to add insult to injury, the injustice continued with Henrietta Lacks's relatives when scientists at Johns Hopkins conducted research on her family 25 years after her death, without their full understanding of the research's purpose, thereby perpetrating the same lack of ethics that they had used with their mother. It's a fact that Henrietta Lacks, a poor, minimally educated black woman from the South, helped launch the multi-billion dollar biomedical industry. It's undisputed, yet still surrounded by controversy, in part, because despite the infinite value of their mother's legacy, her family has led a challenging life since losing their mother some 60 years ago. And that's the story of Henrietta Lacks.
Lori, why did you choose Henrietta as your inspirational woman?
I find the story of Henrietta Lacks to be just incredibly inspiring because in a very profound way, Henrietta Lacks died and gave the world a gift of immeasurable value. She wasn't a complicated woman. She had no fancy degrees, nor did she have a high position in society. She was a wife, like me. She was a mother, like me. A woman who loved to dance, like me. And we find out in her story that she also liked to paint her toenails red. She unknowingly gave the world a tremendous legacy, yet her children grew up without their mother. Henrietta Lacks and her family, when they moved from Roanoke, they lived in Baltimore, which is just 30 minutes from where I live with my family. The bulk of her relatives still reside in the area near where I live. So I felt a very personal connection. Several months ago, I saw a notice that one of her sons was going to be at an event not too far from where I live. When her family members appear at events, people show them tremendous gratitude and they thank them for their mother's sacrifice, which in some way has helped the family to heal from the loss of their mother. I also found out reading the book that one of her children, Elsie, was confined to Crownsville State Hospital, a place where one of my relatives worked for more than 30 years, so the story touched me in a number of ways. Her story is inspirational because it also made me think about how it is when you go to the hospital or you go to the doctor's office for certain procedures, or maybe you have a biopsy taken, and you sign a form that says, you know, your doctor can use or dispose of your tissues as he or she wishes, or they can, you know, remove your identity and make it anonymous and use them in research. And it's true that most people don't even read the form. I know that I don't always read the form because we trust doctors. So Henrietta Lacks's legacy is also that we now have regulation of science and consent forms that are required because they protect patients' rights, which we all know is very important. We see cell and tissue research as a good thing, you know, a beneficial thing, because it can advance medicine and lead to improvements for everyone. But her story reminds me that as we discuss access to affordable health care in our own country, that actually everyone doesn't benefit from improvements in medicine and research. And also, everyone doesn't have access. Some people want to shut down Planned Parenthood, which may be the only access to screenings and health care that someone with the life story like Henrietta Lacks would have been able to access. And for me, her story was important because it highlights the fact that class and race and even gender play a huge role in health care, and that if you're poor, you probably won't get the best treatment or access to the latest advancements. And it reminds me that all women need to be educated and empowered when it comes to our own health care, and we need to educate our daughters. Makes me think about Walk for Cancer and consider the fact that HeLa cells may one day be the catalyst for a cure. In learning about Henrietta Lacks, I found it inspirational because we often think that a problem is so big that our small part couldn't possibly have an impact, but it can. Henrietta Lacks's tissue led to a revolution in science, yet her family had little access to education, and to this day, they still struggle to afford health insurance. Now that her story has been told, there is a foundation set up to provide educational scholarships and to ensure that her family's medical expenses are taken care of. So in the end, her family has been able to benefit from their mother's remarkable legacy, and that's truly inspirational. I think that we all owe a great deal of gratitude to Henrietta Lacks, who saved so many by dying, and to her family, whose lives were irrevocably changed when they lost their mother.
Now, what about a book? What do you recommend so that listeners can start learning more about this remarkable story and this remarkable woman?
The book that I recommend is Lacks' Story, as told by author Rebecca Skloot in The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. The book is quite remarkable. It took about 10 years to come to life. It's a very powerful story. I think it will inspire you, it will anger you, astonish you, and at times even depress you. It takes you through a wealth of emotion. But it's incredibly moving and thought-provoking. And it is a book about science, but it doesn't read like a science book. You learn a lot about science, but you also learn about history, about race and economics and poverty, about relationships and family, and ultimately about love. It talks a lot about ethics, and what really shines in the book is all that we learn about Henrietta and her family, and how the book gave them a part of their mother that they never really knew. So I highly recommend it.
Well, there you have it for Henrietta Lacks. Gloria, thank you so much for sharing her story with us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
To learn more about her story and other projects by Chick History, you can visit the website chickhistory.com. And please join us every week for another story of an inspirational woman in history.
I'm here to tell a story, something precious and fine, about a woman who made She might not be known, but to only a few. Her story remembered here is gonna change that view. Her history cannot be left behind. She shall not be forgotten. Her story not forgotten.